This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Schwertner Farm and Ranch and Precision Camera, Prime Bank of Texas, bring you the Jimmy Carter Fun Friday Report. Jimmy, I don't know which direction you're going first, but it occurred to me last night, yesterday, besides Nashville, you stay a lot, so to speak, in Alabama. Were you in the path of this?
It hardly sprinkled.
Really?
It's been cloudy for several days. But it didn't do anything. In Dothan, which was a little closer, they just had some rain. That's in the far southeastern corner of the state.
So you're all
right. And didn't get anything in Panama City, really. And I'm thinking that, the sun's just coming up and all that. It was beeline headed to Tallahassee. It's a very tree-covered city. And I think they're going to be all right when things roll. I had a friend that was really worried. He evacuated with his wife to a place in Alabama to hide from the storm, and he has two sons that are first responders in Tallahassee, and he was sure he was going to lose his house. And I don't think he did. I don't think there was anything like that happened on that side of the storm. Now, Perry, Florida probably got hurt pretty good. I don't know about devastated. I know that right now there are four dead. One is in Tampa, and this, I've been scared, first of all, in a big storm, you shouldn't be going anywhere. You should be hiding from the wind and running from the rain. Hide from the wind and run from the rain. This guy's riding down, I presume it's a guy, I think it is, riding down the road, and one of those big interstate signs, you know, that say, this way to Austin, this way to Dallas.
Not on the side of the road, over the road.
No, over the head. Those big
yeah,
old
yeah,
I
got you.
Signs.
Yeah, right.
Got loose, hit the car, killed him. That was the first death in the hurricane. Tornado killed two in South Georgia. That's not shocking, but you can't really do much about that. And I imagine it hit their house. Someone was in a home. Tree fell in North Carolina, killed them. There are millions without power. Some of that power loss is inflicted by the power company. They turn off the power. You've seen that in the coast of Texas. Right before one gets there, they'll turn off the power because it's easier to turn it on later if they turn it off instead of nature turning it off. So there's millions without power. It did surge. I don't think it surged the big 15 feet. But, you know, I guess they have to err on that other side because if they said storm surge was going to be 6 inches and it was 10 feet, people would hang them. You know, so I think
I think you hit it on the head, yeah.
I think
we've seen it before.
No one's going to criticize them for saying it's too much.
Well, this used to happen back in the 70s and even into the 80s. The National Weather Service and the Hurricane Forecast Center and all, they evacuated people too quickly and it turned out to be nothing. And it became the old Chicken Little syndrome. And then people didn't pay attention, got killed. So,
well, this was a weird storm. I think it was weird in a lot of ways. It came up kind of late. You know, we followed these storms in the past for a week before they get somewhere. This one kind of, they knew it was coming. The forecasters were brilliant on that. The track was the track. I don't think people who got notified enough were the South Carolina, North Carolina people. They're getting hammered with all this rain and getting dumped on right now, and there's flash flooding and stuff like that. I think the people just got off the air in Macon, and they said, you know, just first light, but nothing happened. So, and that's odd, isn't it? But it was moving so fast. You know, I'm sure there's some trees down and something, but there wasn't any, for the people on the air, wasn't any great devastation in Macon. So I'm presuming that's the case. It's raining in Atlanta. Like, it's raining hard. And it's rained hard in Tennessee. But I don't know. We'll have to kind of wait and let this go down a little bit. Water's a problem, but hundreds may die. I don't think that did happen. People were very thoroughly warned, and I think they listened to the warnings. New York City's mayor indicted on bribery and fraud charges, illegally accepting gifts ranging from free flights on Turkish Airlines to luxury hotel rooms, meals at high-end restaurants. Now, these mayors and stuff in these big cities, they're flying all the time and eating at high-end restaurants. They're not eating at the Crystal or the McDonald's and staying in the best hotels. And it gets touchy. This was about the fire department getting pushed to clear off on a 36-story hotel. Again, mayor's pushing the fire department to do something or some other city service from somebody. It gets real close. Now, ACO wants him to resign. The governor can remove him from office. She has not weighed in on this yet. He is maintaining his innocence. So we shall see. U.S. troops, they are on Cyprus. That's where they hide at one of these things. I mean, thousands of American troops are on Cyprus. And if you look at the map, it's not that far from Israel, and they can get over there if they need to. There is potential evacuation operation for people from Syria that are living in Lebanon that they may need to get out that are U.S., and they're there for potential evacuation of that. It's definitely heated up big time. Disney Plus, rolling out a program aimed to crack down on password sharing. Netflix got moochers to pay up. Disney Plus is going after them. Wendy's selling $1 frosted desserts. Selling $1 Frosties until September 30th to capitalize on the fact that McDonald's McFlurry machines are always broken. California passed a law requiring subscription services to offer users a one-click option to unsubscribe. Now, boy, God bless California for that.
Yeah, really.
Because we all need that. That's all way too confusing to try to get out. Let's see here. Trump Media shareholder United Atlantic Adventures has dumped more than 7.5 million shares of Trump Media stock, according to a regulatory finding. Last night, the People's Choice Awards country out. Shania Twain kind of looking like Barbie, dressing like Barbie during most of it. We'll see what the ratings are. They couldn't get the big stars to show up. And this is a inside baseball thing, but it happened for years to Dick Clark at the American Music Awards. He invented that show back in the 70s to compete with the Grammys. Grammys were going to stay on CBS, long-time deal. ABC has the Oscars on a really super long-time deal. So ABC wanted to do a Grammy show, so they had Dick Clark invent one with a bogus, it was just monkey business, but it was an award show, and they did it. And the best people did play because it was first and it was coming right out of Christmas. Well, they got mad at Grammys and threatened some of these people. You play there, you will not play here. And that's kind of what went on last night. The winners of the awards were Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs, Lainey Wilson, Cody Johnson, and none of those people were there. Shaboozy won last night in Best New Artist. MGK won on the song with Jelly Roll as the crossover song, and it was all crossover country people. And I know that I saw on social media at one point, you know, when is country music going to break out on this award show? Because it was all crossover stuff. That Dasha artist, Shaboozy, M.G. Kelly, or M.G.K. as he calls himself now. And then there were a few others. Miranda got the Icon Award. She performed. And she was wearing, I think you describe it in fashion, as a plunging neckline.
Hey now. I didn't see.
Plunging.
Plunging.
And a lot of social media people saying Shania looks so different they didn't even recognize her. And then there was the article that totally was expected. Beyonce People's Choice Country Awards loser stirs debate among her fans. This is a disgrace. Some of the quotes, so stupid, they could at least give her one award, not a single one. Another one said, I feel like fighting right now. Another one said, burn it all down. So the Beyonce fans are stirred up. She didn't win anything out of the 12. But
she didn't have a hit.
She didn't have a hit, and the album wasn't that good. So that's pretty simple. And Hoda, leaving the Today Show, I got some rednecks that said, good, leave, what are you doing here? Go away. Well, they got that one wrong. Redneck's wrong on that score. She is great. She is not one of the liberal kook. Yeah, she may vote Democratic, okay. But she's not one of those. She's a nice person and a good person and a great broadcaster and a good mom. And she makes everybody who goes on the air with her look good.
It's interesting. I could not tell you her politics for a woman that has been on a morning semi-news show for 17 years. That's quite an accomplishment.
She is just, if everybody had a Hoda in their staff, it'd be a better place. And she's one of those people that when you go on the air with them, they make you look fantastic. You might have been sucking with the last person you were on the air with, but she's going to make you look like you're a superstar.
So is she going to keep doing the deal with Jenna Bush, the hour after thing?
No, she's going to stay home.
That too, that's over. Okay.
You know, here's the deal. She couldn't have children. Okay. But she wanted children. And she had a boyfriend, and they were going to adopt, and they did adopt. She did two girls. I don't really know that. She's kept that somewhat private. But anyway, she's a mom, and she just turned 60. Now, for some people, some women, 50, they go over the hill and they get mad and get freaked out. I've lived with a couple that did that. 60 is a big day too. And 70 is way past, but she just turned 60. And she's been doing this 17 years of getting up at 2 or 3 in the morning to go to work. And now that she's got children there, never seeing them wake up, and gets home, you know, at lunch and tired, or they're gone to daycare or school or whatever. She sees them at dinner, she's tired, and goes to bed early. I mean, it's not a good mom life, but she's going to do it now.
She and Jenna Bush would do that hour after Today Show. Jenna and Hoda, or Joda, Hoda and Jenna, whatever.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, I don't know if they were still doing it, they drank wine.
What's her name that was here? Kathy Lee.
But if she's going to be 60 and raise small kids, she's going to have to start that wine a lot earlier than 10 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, she's going to be she is a good mom, and she's going to stay with NBC News and do stuff kind of on her own accord that's more of a banker's hours thing while the kids are at school, and I think that's going to be good, or maybe not do it all the time. So Hoda's a good – she's one of the good ones. There are those that aren't, but she is one
and
of
her,
the good
her last
ones.
Name always threw me, but it's Cotby.
Cotby.
Spelled K-O-T-B.
Yeah, and you pronounce it C-O-T-B-E-E.
Cotby.
I've never known Cotby. Until
– Hoda Cotby.
I was today years old when I knew her last name.
Hmm. Well, now she's leaving in time.
And she's one of those that didn't change her name for broadcasting purposes.
Good for her.
Didn't she stay until the end of the year or something like that?
She's going to play until early next year, and then they'll figure out. And I don't know. Dylan Dreyer, I don't know who's going to get promoted.
I hope it's Dylan. She's my favorite.
Yeah, he's sweet.
I got sweets on her.
Yeah.
The replacement, Jenna will hold on to that show in the fourth hour. And they'll put somebody on there, and it'll be all right. Maybe Dylan Dwyer. But as far as being the co-anchor of the show, no. I think they're going to – they'll put somebody that's doing nightly news or something will go in there with her if they replace her at all. And that's
– Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possible.
And now page two with the man that knows everything that's going on. He's Jimmy Carter.
Some of the headlines that no one has time for. Las Vegas has set a heat death record this year. They have had some, I don't know if, you know, everybody's got our own problems. We haven't had time to worry about everybody else's. But out west, they've had a lot of fires in the last couple of months, and they've had some heat, you know, 110, 115 degree days in the valleys and in and around Las Vegas. It has been hot. The U.S. Coast Guard says there is definitely an uptick in Russian and Chinese Navy activity near Alaska. There has been overflights, too, where they have to call up a F-22 to run up and see what this plane is doing up there in the Alaskan Defense Zone, the ADZ, and these people in the boats there causing more activity. And we don't have a naval presence particularly up there except for the U.S. Coast Guard, so that's going to be a concern. We're having to deal with stuff all over the globe. Tucker Carlson is filling arenas. That is a story that someone's not going to profile because he's been Peck's bad boy, but he's out there doing the podcast and making news and filling arenas when he goes somewhere and does his one-man show. Interesting. They'll be talking a lot today about whatever happened with Helene. This will be taking up a lot of news today because of everybody's got a tremendous amount of resources there today. I don't know if they'll keep that up for Saturday, but today is going to be a big day for people talking about what did happen when Helene came in, the waters receding, what damage did it do. Of course, Trump and Harris over the weekend, don't know. I mean, you know, they're just going at it. They're all doing different things and yeah, on all the talk shows. I think they run out of stuff to talk about on both of the CNN and Fox. It's just more yeah. A lot of people yeah at the New York mayor, you know, indicted, and ACO wants him to quit. And so we'll see if anything goes on with that over the weekend. Football, Dallas won last night. All right. And I don't think it was much of a game, but I heard it was not much of a game.
Well, I mean, I didn't see it either because, you know, it was on Amazon Prime only, blah, blah, blah. But the stories I read said had they not intercepted a Hail Mary pass at the end of the game, the Giants would have won. So, I mean, yeah, the Giants are a little better than they've been the last 5-6 years, but they ain't good.
So. Dodgers have won the West. Mr. Freeman, who he's got an injury of some sort, so they don't want to hear that as they head into the playoff time. 20-15 was that final Cowboy Dallas score. Big college game.
How are y'all going to do tomorrow? How are y'all going to do tomorrow, Jimmy?
I don't know. I'm worried about it.
Alabama and Georgia would be the big game on the docket tomorrow.
It's tomorrow game night, day right? Is there at 8:00. Georgia is favored by one now. I think it was a couple of points. Now it's down to one. You know, the home team always gets three, so that's really, you know, thinking four.
But in the history of Alabama and Georgia, the more modern times history, with Kirby,
Smart,
and Nick Saban, Kirby Smart did not win those games, right?
He won one of the. We have a better record than that, but
exactly,
it doesn't mean anything.
He won last year.
I don't think it really means much. Last year we won. I think that was. Then we lost in the other game.
DeBoer,
the
one counted,
we don't know. He's beaten all these coaches before. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be. That's what's so interesting about the game. Alabama is still. We don't really know what they've got, and I think you'll see moments of genius and moments of stupidity in the game tomorrow. Georgia is pretty much meat and potatoes team. They're going to be tough.
Well, we've got our first SEC game tomorrow afternoon at 3:15 with Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's not
but hey, it's more formidable than the last two opponents, I would wager.
Yeah, that's another scrimmage for you guys, though, and that's the kind of coach hates to have because, you know, people, that's where Georgia had the big problem with Kentucky. They didn't care about them, and they just barely got out of there. You know, because somehow these teams, you get them up, and if you can't, it's hard to get them up for these puppy teams every week and then expect them to get up for the big games.
And so, your Aggies have been playing Arkansas in a neutral site every year, hoping to make like a Texas OU probably thing out of that. But this will be the last year at Jerry World tomorrow. They're going to go back to their home cities.
And they're both pretty even. That might be a good game. They're both pretty even.
Aggies should be better, I believe. But
Aggies should be a little better. We'll see. But Arkansas, they're not terrible. So that's about the best thing I can say about them.
You're not terrible.
The Alabama Georgia game, though, I mean, I'd be shocked if it's not a four quarter game. It maybe not. Who knows?
That's a night game, right?
The Goodyear blimp is in town. So that's all I know.
It's night game. Yeah. All right, good.
Yeah, 6:30 night, ABC.
We can watch that after our game at 3:15. Jimmy, have a good weekend. Glad you're okay.
You too. Thank
you. Take care. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.